Those whom I meet through my activities within the temple and in the greater Kyodan often approach me to ask me about my background. They always question where I'm from, often tied to an underlying question of my racial identity. Though I haven't received as many inquiries outside of the temple, I'm certain in Hawaii that I would be labeled as Haole by most. My mother is first generation from Japan, and my father a third generation German-American, though these labels do more to hide than reveal their true nature. Although I was born in Rantoul, Illinois, I'm not an Illinoisan or a Midwesterner, as my family moved soon after I was born. Having said that, people often label such a mixed marriage as one that had its origins in economic circumstances, labeling women from Japan who married Americans after the war as war brides, assuming women from that era came to America for economic benefit. However, it was my mother that came from a wealthy aristocratic family and my father that came from an impoverished background, so by this definition, this label doesn't fit the causes and conditions leading to my own birth. After having moved to California, we moved to Japan for 4 years, where I attended Japanese school. I held a Japanese worldview that children from an Occidental background were the enemy, merchants were somehow dirty as they handled money and thought to be impure, in addition to the genetic superiority of the Japanese race. These were some characteristics of what it meant to be Japanese at that time. Though as I grew older, I stopped identifying myself as Japanese in part for the same reasons. Therefore, to say I am Japanese isn't true either. It was after our return to the United States that my father was stationed in the Deep South. Although we lived in the Deep South, life on Air Force bases at that time was insular. It really didn't matter where the family was stationed. The bases were almost identical and the base society homogeneous in its outlook. Therefore, I can't claim to be a Southerner, as bases were isolated societies, nor can I be an Air Force brat, as that is not how we were raised. I moved to California with my employer, where I spent the next 18 years of my life, where I married and experienced the birth of 2 of my 3 children. Yet, I am not really a Californian, as I am not a native of the state, rather one of millions of those who transplanted themselves to the West Coast. As an adult, I joined what happened to be a Japanese-American Buddhist temple in Orange County. I didn't join the temple because it was Japanese-American, but it just so happened to be because my interest lied in Buddhism itself. However, although my roots were in both Japan and the United States, I did not fit the definition of a Japanese-American on the mainland, at least by those on the mainland, since that label was reserved for those who grew up playing in the temple basketball youth leagues, belonged to a Japanese-American Boy Scout troop, and grew up together within the junior YBA. Therefore, in the eyes of Japanese-Americans on the mainland, I am not, by definition, Japanese-American. Some might say that I am a multinational, though I am not that either, because corporations are multinational, but human beings are not. So Japanese, Occidental, Southerner, Californian, Midwesterner, Japanese-American, Haole, Air Force brat, or multinational, they are all labels which, when I attempt to apply to myself, are all reflected as lies. Even when we say that we are from one country or from one region of a particular country, presupposes that there is something fixed and absolute we can refer to as a country or a region. But this doesn't really hold up to the litmus test of what a country is, because during my lifetime, countries such as the USSR, East Germany, Czechoslovakia, Yugoslavia, and South Vietnam disappeared, while new countries such as Bangladesh, Kosovo, South Sudan, East Timor, Palau, which used to be a U.S. territory but now is an independent country, and Eritrea in Northwest Africa emerged. We cannot even point to a United States or something that we could call a United States or a Japan, because neither are fixed entities, as they are in constant change, constant flow. But with labeling comes attachment, and attachment is what causes suffering. Labels associated with the question, "Where are you from?" is often used as another way of showing one's superiority over another, as in, "Oh, you are from there, but I am from here," or, "You live in the south side of town, I live on the north side." This was particularly true in Chicago, where the south side of Chicago unfortunately, bore a 90% of crime, whereas the north side tended to be more affluent and therefore experienced less crime. But labels do not define who we are. They are cleverly disguised fictions that causes us to falsely differentiate one from another, providing us with a tool to separate ourselves from the other. So think about it then. Then who are you? Well, we are all foolish beings who create false discriminations through labeling, which has no basis in reality. The cause for ever taking the form of the fighting demon, the hungry ghost, and the realm of hell, which we create, thereby bringing more suffering upon ourselves, through which the truth of interdependence creates even suffering for others. Let us cast off this narcissism of nationalism in the labels we assign to one another and relate instead on a human basis. It is because we are equally endowed with great ignorance and blind passions. Even more are we embraced by the infinite wisdom and compassion of Amida Buddha without any discrimination whatsoever.